This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. figure skating community held a vigil in Colorado Springs last night to mourn the deaths of 28 young athletes, coaches, and family members who died in the American Airlines plane crash last week. Former Winter Olympian Christy Call said this tragedy will shape the next generation of figure skaters.
I think these little kids are going to be better friends and better colleagues, and they're going to be pushing for each other to be as great as they can be.
Colorado Springs faces a lawsuit over the city council's decision to put the issue of recreational marijuana sales back to voters, even though voters just approved it in November. Adam Gillard leads El Paso County Progressive Veterans. He says the council's vote violates election rules.
Some of these city council members, they get elected by, a few thousand votes, and then they're trying to inflict that vision on a city as large as us.
In Metro Denver, RTD buses and trains will be free today in honor of Rosa Parks' birthday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD officials and leaders of Denver's Black community gathered to honor Parks, who famously refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus in 1955. Transit was weaponized then, but RTD CEO and general manager Deborah Johnson says it's a force for good now, though she's wary of the new Trump administration.
Being here in this moment is incredibly important, but even more important in light of everything that we've endured over the past 2 weeks.
Trump has ended DEI programs at the Federal Department of Transportation, and his administration's priorities indicate less money could come to support transit in Colorado, though nothing is certain yet. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.